Hello, and welcome to this very informative podcast. My name is Dr. Ivor Livingston, and I am the president of Stress Health Solutions International, which is the parent organization under which this podcast resides. Billy, who's a member of the organizational team here at Stress Health Solutions International, will present the podcast. Enjoy.
The connection between exercise and mood enhancement. If you take an active role in improving your mental health, then there's a good chance you've heard that exercise can be beneficial. It's true. Exercise had a wealth of physical perks, including enhanced strength, lower cholesterol, and improved cardiovascular health. Beyond that, exercise can enhance your mood, and that highlights just how powerful the link is between the body and the mind. It makes sense, doesn't it? Your mind lives in your body, of course, they're connected. Still, as we learn more about the human body, we learn more about its inner workings. When you understand the varying mechanisms at work, you can harness the power of exercise to boost your mood. Neurochemical showers. At the core of the mind-body connection is a variety of neurochemicals. When you exercise or engage in any kind of physical activity, it releases those neurochemicals that are known for boosting your mood. With the release of endorphins, you have a natural painkiller. The phrase runner's high comes from the intense release of endorphins when on a long run. Exercise also triggers the release of norepinephrine, serotonin, and dopamine. These help battle stress and regulate your mood as well. So, this waterfall effect of neurochemicals improves your mood during exercise, but it carries on. It helps you nurture a long-lasting improvement in your overall mental health and emotional resilience. It goes beyond just boosting your mood while you're working out. That's why it's so powerful. Anxiety management and stress reduction. Stress is a big problem in today's world. We're so constantly connected, and there's a sense of guilt if we try to disconnect. From work group chats that operate steadily when you're not at work to emails, the boss expects you to pick up, and then the social aspect of connectivity. It's a lot to balance, and it can be overwhelming. Physical activity is a great way to battle stress, and if you can get to grips with your stress levels, it will have a positive impact on your anxiety levels as well. Exercise should be a consistent part of your daily routine. It will cultivate resilience and reduce the impact stress has on anxiety and your overall mental health. Enhanced emotional regulation and cognitive function. Beyond mood enhancements and physical improvements, the benefits of exercise stretch far. Physical activity enhances neuroplasticity, which is your brain's capacity to rewire and adapt based on experiences. By exercising regularly, you can improve your cognitive function and enhance your memory and executive function, which all play an important role in decision-making and emotional regulation. Routine. So, you can see that exercise clearly benefits your mood. But how do you make time for regular exercise when you already have a chaotic schedule? It can be difficult, I don't want to underplay that. The best way to make it part of your daily routine is to start small. So, it could be as simple as taking a walk on your lunch break or using your breaks for yoga. If you can't work that type of thing at your job, dedicate at least 10 to 15 minutes for a similar activity before or after work. Start small and work up to bigger chunks of time. If you can't get a solid hour, break it down into 2 to 4 chunks. You can make it work. Ultimately, exercise is part of self-care, and it's something you need to prioritize because it can have a profound impact on your mental and physical health. Final thoughts. The mind-body connection is never more apparent than modeled by exercise and mood enhancement. It's the perfect example of the interplay between your mind and body and how the two work together to shape your well-being. Exercise lowers stress, relieves anxiety, improves your physical health, and can contribute to cognitive function. Embrace regular physical activity to enhance your mood and enjoy life.
Hello, this is Dr. Livingston again. Thanks for listening to this informative podcast by my team member. Please note that you can listen to this podcast again, as well as many other past podcasts, by visiting the website at www.drlhealthypractices.com. podcast.com. Also, if you are interested in learning more about information activities associated with Stress Health Solutions International, please visit our parent website at www.stresshealthsolutions.com. Please note, as a very important disclaimer, that the primary purpose of this podcast is to provide general educational information on health and related subjects. This podcast does not constitute advice or services, and all listeners should consult with their medical and other qualified personnel for advice concerning medical and medical-related actions and services that they may need. Goodbye and stay well.